When Reverend Derek asked if I would be willing to serve on the archive committee, along with Gail Nomura and Marianne Tada, my first thought was, archive. Is that all about ancient history? But then, after I think about it, at my age, I am ancient. And maybe there is a purpose in my serving. Now, before I talk myself into more trouble, I should stop and say, Gail and Marianne are not ancient. I was told that I could go ahead and say more, but I think I'd better stop. We have thousands of pages of important English language and Japanese language church records and documents, as well as artifacts in our Blaine archive room. But since most members of Blaine cannot read Japanese, most of us have not realized how valuable these resources of our early archive Japanese records is. Gail has been in contact with several professors from universities located in Japan who have done research on Japanese American Christian churches and who are very interested in researching the history of Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church, which was originally called the Seattle Japanese Methodist Episcopal Church when it was founded in 1904 by Reverend Genshichi Tsuruda and eight other immigrant men. Gail was able to secure a grant from Doshisha University in Kyoto to organize a local team of scholars, including church members Don Sakaguchi, to digitize our archive documents. From this scanning project, we have discovered that we at Blaine have one of the best preserved Nikkei church archives on the West Coast. Because our church and its archives were protected from looting and vandalism during World War II by E.L. Blaine, and because the Iseis were so meticulous in documenting and preserving the history of the church and their faith journey. We have an unbroken record of our church history from its founding in 1904 to the present. Our archival material reveals a story of faith and devotion of what Reverend Derek calls the saints of our church through good times and bad, and provide insights into the hopes and visions of these earlier generations of Blaine for the ministry of this church. Please look at this PowerPoint presentation to see a sampling of the valuable materials we have in our Blaine archive, and through these photos and documents, hear the voices of our church founders as they encourage us to grow in faith and service. In one of the Japanese language record journals, there was pasted in an entry page dated 1942 a small newspaper clipping titled, Japanese Pastor Would Serve at Puyallup Grounds Camps. Reported that Reverend Tomotsu Machida had stated that the congregation of the Japanese Methodist Church had adopted a resolution expressing appreciation of privileges enjoyed during residence in Seattle. But strikingly, the resolution concluded by proclaiming, "It is a humiliating experience for anyone to be compelled to live behind barbed wire. It is even more humiliating to have one's essential patriotism doubted." So it kind of sounds like our church members follow the orders of the incarceration, but not without some protest. Uncho is a history of Blaine written by the Issei congregation in 1964 on the 60th anniversary of the founding of Blaine. Reverend Hero pointed out to us this book is an important resource for understanding Blaine's history. Gale recruited church member Mike Takahashi to translate Uncho into English so that the English language members can understand what the church's founding generation wanted to convey to succeeding generations. We have been planning on how to best improve the work of the Archive Committee. One way is to rework the archive room to improve the quality of our video interviews of church members. Sometimes this is called living self-portrait. We also need to increase the safety and preservation of our paper documents from fire and mold. Another plan is to create a video documentary that tells the story of the 115-year history of Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church from its humble beginning in 1904 through the dark years of World War II and the resurrection of the church after members returned to Seattle. Ellis Ikeda of Ikeda/Vanderberg Productions has agreed to take the lead on this task. As we planned and previewed today's displays of all the programs and activities that our church has provided and continues to provide, I was reminded of my experiences during my life with the Methodist Church, beginning with the Japanese Methodist Church in Wapato, Washington, where my father built the church in 1934. So starting with Sunday school, when I fell in love with one of my Sunday school teachers, who happens to be the pastor's wife, and continuing on with Boy Scout activities until we were incarcerated in the Hard Mountain Camp. We didn't have an organized Methodist church in camp, but they did have a Boy Scout troop. My mother convinced me to join the drum and bugle marching band, thinking this would keep me out of trouble. Unfortunately, it didn't work. And I discovered that the camp had a police force in a court system. Now this seemed pretty ironic since we were all prisoners already, including the judge. After leaving Heart Mountain Camp, I resumed church life in Ontario, Oregon, where my father, again, built the Ontario Japanese Methodist Church. By then, I was old enough for the MYF, or the Methodist Youth Fellowship Program. In this time frame, I was introduced to a group from Seattle who called themselves the Dozers. And they were on their way to the Yellowstone Park, and they stopped at Ontario overnight. they really impressed me because the bus that they were driving was antique. And I couldn't believe that they actually made it all the way back to Seattle. When we moved to Seattle, we attended this church, which was located on Washington Street at the time. Out of curiosity, how many of you in this service today went to the Washington Street Church? One, two, three. Not very many, yes. Okay. Thank you. We joined a small group called the Mr. and Mrs. Club and became members of various committees and volunteered for missions and special projects such as the building of this church in the Lee Activity Center. After today's service, I urge you to go to the Lee Activity Center for the social hour and check out the archives fair. Immerse yourselves into the Methodist Church world of spiritual learning, various ministries for all age groups, and sporting and fitness activities for young and elders. For those who would like to document your own family history, be sure to go to the video recording room for an informal video interview of a family member or a friend. We can provide a copy of your video for your own library. Find out about all the programs and activities that we had in this church and continue to have. There will be many documents and pamphlets to see at the table, along with photos and docents to explain the contents. Reverend Hiro and the Nichigobu members will be available to translate excerpts of Japanese language records and explain aspects of our early church history. Since today is the present, tomorrow is the future, and yesterday is history, our booth will display not only ancient history, but also recent history and future activities. Please view in the words of our call to worship the stories of faith which makes us who we are. Thank you.
Thank our Archive and History Committee, Gail. Gail is back there? Oh, Gail's probably in the Lee Activity Center. Was she here? Gail is right there. So, and Marianne right there in front of her. It's one of those things that happens in the life of the church that's so funny. Gail retired from her job at the University of Washington, and in a conversation that we had, I was talking about archive, and she said, I love doing archives, and that's how we got started. So, no? Gail's like, no, she's denying that now. She's saying that I trapped her into this job, I guess. But in so many ways, we're so grateful and thankful for those folks who so diligently worked through this process of going through documents. Mike Takahashi has been doing a lot of translating of Japanese language documents. It's been a wonderful and enlightening experience. And so I'm hopeful that you will go down to the Lee Activity Center and look at the pictures and the documents that are down there. It's just a really small, I think, viewpoint of all of the documents that we have, but it will be hopefully a start of continuing to dig into that past and know that that helps us both today and as we look at the future. And I did want to encourage you again, if you would be so kind, to make special offering for our Archive and History Committee. This money will help them to continue the work that they intend to do. As you might guess, historical pictures and documents, they are such treasures for us. We want to make sure that they're well cared for and safe. And so we're talking about renovating the archive room and doing some work with climate control and taking care of documents through computerizing a lot of the documents. So this will help us to do that. So if you would be so kind to make a special offering, give thanks for all of the ways that we can contribute to that effort. Let's join together in singing our hymn. We're going to sing a great hymn of our faith called For All the Saints.